the yellow one. Oh, you know, when you're talking about sawing your stove wood to bring in, having to saw it in a smaller. Your hair looks pretty now. And you'd have to saw it up smaller to put it in the, for the stove wood.
Well, you see, now they have power saws, so it would now. But they used to, when I had my stove, they didn't have power saws. They used what they call an old cross cut saw, taking two men, you know, one to pull it across like that.
Well, what would they put them off, when they were sawing, what would they lay the wood across?
They'd fix up a rack and fix about three poles like that, you see, like that, and then lay the log across. And then they'd saw it off, and as they'd saw it, they'd get down, they'd keep, have to keep pulling it up, you see, to get it, till they get the piece sawed up.
Till they get it sawed up.
Yeah.
Well,
then the stove, they'd have to take the axe in, after, if the blocks was big, they'd have to split it, you see, split it up in small. About like your arm.
About like your arm.
Sticks.
Now, like, sometimes when you would be made, would you ever have, at your church, would you ever have a church, like a church dinner outside? Did they ever do that?
Oh, yeah, we done that lots up here. We'd have maybe a preaching service or what they call a homecoming. We'd all come and bring dinner. And Elbert's brother, he generally, Efton, he'd generally bring the tables, you know, and we'd take our lunch and
that's
all.
That's what I was wondering.
And then all spread and eat together. Spread.
Oh, well, did they, he would bring the tables then, they would,
Well, it was just big plyboard and horses, like you lay saw stuff on, you see, or wood.
They'd use the horses.
Yeah, wooden-like things, like you lay to saw. We put that plywood on that and put tablecloths on, then we'd all just spread together. Everybody go around and eat, someone would return thanks, you know, and then it all. Then after that, we'd get all, what do you get all them wanted to eat? Well, then we'd, they'd have singing in the afternoon.
Oh, they would.
Different quartets come from different churches, you know, that would sing. We went to one Sunday evening, Efton's brother, Efton and Leela, his wife, came home with us for lunch. And Ms. Carter, Lucy, she was here. We had a good fixed dinner, and boy, we just stacked up all the dishes, glad everything on the... on the cabinet there, but we didn't have nothing to do but do that. We had plenty left for supper, and we didn't have to cook. And we enjoyed it.
That's good. Well, now, when they would be fixing their hair, they'd use a comb, and they'd also, sometimes would they use a, besides the comb, would they use
They'd use a brush.
They would,
They used to, you know, that we used to, when they didn't have curl hairs, have curlers, you know, we used to, what they call plait hairs. A little bitty, you know, when it, before we had bobbed hair.
Yeah.
You see, that would make it crinkly, curly.
Oh, really?
Then we'd bring it back.
You mean you'd make just little...
little plait, yeah.
All over your head?
Yeah, around.
Well,
you want it curly.
And then you wouldn't come out
of it. Yeah, just be fluffing, like a black hair foot. It's
would
your given body.
Fun? I wonder if I was to do that to my hair, would it do that?
Why, sure it would.
It would? See,
if you just wanted to braid it, wanted to be fluffy, then you turn it loose, just braid it from here down.
Well, I'll be, I'm going to try that sometime. You have to do it when it's wet.
Yeah, a little damp. Yeah,
little
it curls
damp.
Better.
And then
let it dry, and when you undo it, it'll be pretty like that.
Oh, Dan, you know when those men would used to have those straight razors, what would they sharpen them on?
Oh, something kind of like razor home. Elbert had one, and then he had a razor strap.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
he'd hang up and